at the Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau annual meeting. My first interview is with Mike Torrey. And Mike, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, so Michael Torrey, I have a couple of companies. Michael Torrey Associates, that's a government relations and consulting firm. And then the Michael Torrey Management Group that manages the affairs of trade associations. And one of our first clients was the Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau, where we serve as the staff and do the work for that organization. And I serve as the executive vice president of CURB.
Well, you're just getting started here at the 2015 annual meeting. Tell us what you've accomplished, first of all, because I understand you've had your, I guess, executive committee and an annual business meeting take place already.
Sure, we sure have. You know, one of the challenges that's facing crop insurance is as the program has grown in acceptance by producers and therefore grown in popularity, and as more folks have come on board, certainly the budget baseline has continued to be a part of that growth, especially with what's happened in the last couple of years with drought and then heavy losses on commodity prices. And so we've spent quite a bit of time working through our strategies for the new year, working to develop who our partners should be as we build out our coalition, working to identify where the threats are to the program, both in Congress but both elsewhere as well, and how we address that. Today, one of the things we spent time discussing was, it's a population, folks that run the companies, folks that are involved in this industry are aging. So we spent a little bit of time talking about how do we start to develop the youth of this program as it continues to grow and bring them into the fold. So hopefully we'll have a leadership development program going forward as well, and then continues just to deal with the day-to-day happenings of the organization.
Since this is my first time attending and getting to know the organization better, tell me a little bit about the makeup of the membership and who these organizations are. And does this include contact with a lot of other segments of the whole ag industry?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Chuck. So the Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau was started in 1964. Its membership is made up primarily of crop insurance companies and then the reinsurance companies that stand behind those companies. The organization has continued to grow, and as a result, that has resulted from the industry, from the program, from the usage of the crop insurance program, and therefore coalition partners have continued to grow as well. So not only is it the companies and the reinsurance companies, but those that kind of participate in the program, CURB works to bring them together as part of a broader coalition. So bankers, implement dealers, crop insurance agents, commodity organizations that represent producers that use these products.
So tell me a little bit about this year's meeting. What are some of the things that are on the program, issues going to be discussed, presenters maybe of note who will be here talking to the members?
You know, one of the things we spend a lot of time doing is planning our annual meeting. I mean, it's the one time a year that the companies and the reinsurance community come together to talk about both the threats of what's occurring and what those threats mean and how do you address those threats, but also some of the opportunities and some of the changes that are happening in the marketplace. You know, one of the issues that's affecting anybody in agriculture is data, right? We've got all of these new data points. We have laws and restrictions and guidelines about how those data points should be used, and certainly that impacts the crop insurance program as well. So we're going to have a panel discussion where we're bringing together the producer community and folks that are involved in those data discussions to just have an open forum, you know, and talk through some of the issues and how it impacts crop insurance. And you can't be in crop insurance and have a complete program if you don't have somebody from Washington, D.C. discussing what's ahead. So we'll be having Jim Wiesmeyer attend the program and talk about his outlook. Mary Kay Thatcher with American Farm Bureau will provide a legislative outlook as well. And then we get into some other data points. We'll hear from the Risk Management Agency, the body that governs the companies, and others. So it's going to be a good, solid program.
Just because it comes up every meeting I'm going to lately, we're not going to have any, like, drones flying around and collecting some of that data while we're here, are we?
No, but we're going to figure out what that's going to mean when they start doing that. Yeah. You know, I saw just yesterday a number of drone applications have been approved, and a lot of these guys are using data points that aren't necessarily from drones but are from planes, and that's where we're headed. So how do we deal with that from a policy perspective, how we deal with that from a farmer privacy perspective, so that everybody benefits, so that the farmer is served?
Well, hopefully we can do not only this preview interview, but maybe a review later as we conclude the program here. But what is it that you most hope that your membership will walk away from this meeting this year going, boy, I really got this out of this program?
Right. You know, if I had to describe it in a word, it would be hope. You know, the industry, in spite of what the press reports say, mm-hmm. the industry has been through some pretty tough times. We had a major drought. We had another drought. We had a significant decrease in commodity prices. So the program has served the farmers. It's done what it's supposed to do, and that's good. But at the same time, you know, as folks look forward, there's always uncertainty in agriculture, right? We don't know what's going to happen on weather. We don't know what's going to happen on prices. And these companies and reinsurance companies are in the business of not knowing what's going to happen, you know, in the future. So you pull that all together, and I think it's just going to be a good opportunity for folks to regroup, talk to their colleagues, hear from the government officials, talk about what's happened, and hopefully walk out of here with a really positive attitude about all the challenges we're facing.
Well, I'm assuming that we got some real risk takers that are in this business, so they hopefully, while here, maybe will learn some things that can help them. Mitigate's not the right word, but how they make decisions about the kinds of risks that they're going to be taking or want to take as they move forward.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen. And a lot of it is not just in what's happening in the meeting room. It's the conversations in the hallway as well. But when you think about it, when you talk about the risk takers, if you're an ag, right, if you're a farmer, you're taking risk. And everybody that's aligned with you, whether it's the input supplier or the guy on the other end that's buying it and hedging that bet and getting it to the consumer, you know, it's a risk-taking community. And sometimes I worry that the general public probably doesn't have an appreciation for the risk that everyone takes if they're in this industry.
I would echo that. I think that's a big reason that's driving a lot of efforts to help communicate what we're doing in this industry and all sectors more to the consuming public, because they're the ones that are going to be voting, and a lot of those votes that they may be doing can have a real impact on this segment of the industry.
You know, if you think about the time that you've been involved in agriculture and the time I've been involved, it seems like we're always struggling to tell our story. And food, you know, this is what's forgotten. Food is security. I mean, we've got tanks and guns and everything else for security and the CIA, but a fundamental security is food. And the folks that are involved in it, you know, are on the front lines of making sure we have that in the U.S. And so it does get tiring at times when you're always under attack, but it's for a good cause, right?
Absolutely. I like to eat, and I think most people do too. Thank you very much for talking with me here as we get started at the, we'll call it CURB, the Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau annual meeting. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.